Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. But the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road,
what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders,
when the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall,
when your back is up against the wall,
come on. What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
And keep the faith.
And keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your road. Say.
Keep the faith.
Come on. Tell somebody sitting around you. Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else. Keep the faith. Come on, where do you look? When there's nowhere else to look. Where do you turn? When there's nowhere else to turn. Where do you go? When there's nowhere else to go.
When there's nowhere else to go.
What do you do?
What do you do?
When there's nothing else to do.
When there's nothing else to do.
You gotta remember, you're in the Master's hand.
In the Master's hand.
And the Master has a plan.
And the Master has a plan.
So hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
And keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Amen. He has worked it out before, and he will work it out again. Keep the faith. Good evening to the Light of Portland family. This is Pastor Kimberly Black, and I bring you greetings all the way from Portland, Oregon. Amen. I love to call it the City of Roses. Amen. And in spite of what you're hearing in the news, we are still blooming. Amen. We are still being the flower that keeps blooming and that comes in all colors, all shapes, and all sizes, and that God has kissed upon. Amen. So that it may give us a sweet fragrance. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. It is a privilege, a pleasure to be able to share this evening with you. You are in store for a treat on tonight. Tonight, before we get started, I want to just read a passage of scripture just to get our hearts and minds ready so that we can transition the living room from being where we watched football and had chicken wings and where we've sat at the dining room table and studied and done homework, or we laid up in the bed and reclined back and watched a movie. We want to transition the room just for a moment. We want to turn it into a place of worship and just saturate it with the presence of the Lord. So I pray that these words coming from 1 Chronicles chapter 16 will resonate in your space. Amen. It says, sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindred of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Amen. The word of the Lord is blessed tonight, and our hearts and our minds are ready to receive a word from the Lord. We want to give glory and honor to those who have made this platform available for us. We thank God for the Butterfields who shared this time with us and Pastor Sherelle Pennington. We're just truly grateful for the work that God has placed in their hands. We honor you, my sister, Pastor Sherelle. She's always working, always busy, and making sure that we are continuing to do our due diligence in advancing the kingdom of God. And so we appreciate them for sharing this time with us. And to Archbishop Ruth, woman of God, we appreciate you. I think she's getting ready to celebrate a birthday, if I saw that correctly. And so we're sending all of our birthday vibes and all of our best wishes to Bishop Ruth. And we're just thankful to God for what he has done in her life and everything that she has planted her hands to do. He's allowed it to prosper. He's allowed it to live and to come to fruition. He's allowed it to produce fruit. And so we're grateful tonight. I want to also honor our own Elder Dante Cole and Elder Dante Farmer, Elder Quante Cole, and Elder Kathy Minnieweather. Amen. We truly honor the men and women of God that labor with us. Elder Farmer serves in our outreach ministry, and Elder Kathy, amen, shares in the Sweet Home ministry, and Elder Cole is just the son of the house that is a worshiper to his heart, and we just truly honor God for the work that they do in the ministry with us. Amen. And so we want to give you some announcements tonight. We are excited. I'm excited. I want to honor the woman of God who's going to come before us to bring the word. My friend, my sister, Pastor Pamela Laws. Amen. All the way from Mapleton, Georgia. She's a fireball. If this is your first time calling in, you are in store for a treat. Pastor Laws is not afraid to rightly divide the word of truth, and she loves to worship, she loves to pray, she loves to honor honor God for who he is and what he has done in her life and in the lives of God's people. And so we're looking forward tonight. And tonight we also honor our guest who's going to be with us to take us to the throne of grace. We call each other little big sister. Amen. Elder Stephanie Belmont, I honor the woman of God. I again, tonight, y'all, I'm telling you, you're in store for a treat because both of these sisters can pray and preach up a storm. And so we're in store for a treat on tonight. But I do have an announcement that I would like to bring before us. After this announcement, we'll hear a selection. The next voice you will hear after that will be Elder Stephanie Beaumont of Portland, Oregon. Amen. And then after prayer, we're going straight to the word. Amen. We're not going to waste no time. Amen. Because I need a word tonight. I don't know about you. Just lift up your hands and say, Lord, I need a word. Lord, send me a word. Lord, I'm waiting on a word from you tonight, Lord. Yes, my very next move depends upon the word that you give me. So have a spirit of expectation. Elevate your expectation tonight, saints of God. We are at home, but we can still get a breakthrough. We can still receive a healing. We can still receive salvation. Amen. We can still receive a blessing from the Lord. Amen. I can remember as a young adult, one Thanksgiving, we were gathered around the dining room table, and my grandmother was praying, and the next thing we knew, the Holy Ghost had came on up in the dining room, and she was in the corner shouting and having a hallelujah good time. So I know that if he showed up then, he can show up in your house and my house on tonight. We just got to have a expectation of his presence and his spirit. Amen. So I do have a couple of announcements. This is our time to be voting. I share with the church family, we all have a choice to make. And if you don't vote, you've made a choice. And if you do vote, you make a choice. And so we all have a choice. We want that choice. We want that choice. Whether you feel like it matters or not, it's going to make a difference. Amen. It's going to make a difference. And so we want to vote. So many people went to jail. They marched. They were had water hoses sprayed on them. They were bit by dogs just so that black folk and women could vote. And so we don't want their living and their works to be in vain. We want to vote. And so if you are in Georgia, early voting began on October the 12th and it ends on October 30th. If you are in the state of Washington, early voting began on October 16th, and it will end on November 3rd. If you are in California, early voting started October 5th, and it will end November 2nd. And for all of you that are here in Oregon, you know that we have drop-off boxes, and you can mail your ballot in. If you're going to mail your ballot, it has to be mailed and postmarked before October 28th. That's the last day that you can mail your ballot. If you want to drop your ballot off, there are places that you can drop off your ballot. I know that Vancouver Avenue, First Baptist Church, will be dropping off ballots weekly. You can go on the side of the church that's facing Williams Avenue, go up the ramp, up the stairs, and there's a drop box. You can stick your ballot in the mailbox. If not, you can always go to the Multnomah County Building, which is on Grand and Morrison. It's on Grand and Morrison. And so you want to drop your ballot off. There are also ballot drop-offs at Multnomah County Libraries. If you got your ballot, let's get it done. Let's get it done. We want to vote. We want to pray before we cast our vote. Amen. We want to get information before we cast our vote. Amen. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get a good understanding. And so we need to pray and we need to ask God's direction on who do we vote for, who's going to be a charismatic leader to lead us through this pandemic and get us on the upside of making America great. Amen. the upside, that side is the side that loves mercy, do justly, and walk humbly before our God. Amen. So those are our announcements. We're going to hear this selection. It's entitled Fill Me Up. Following the selection, we'll be led in prayer by Elder Stephanie Belmont. Following our prayer will be the word coming from the woman of God, Pastor Pamela Laws.
If you provide the fire up inside, fill me up, God. Fill me up, God.
Father, we bless you tonight. We honor you and we praise you. We adore you all tonight because we know you as our Lord. We know you as our Savior. We know you as our King. We know you as our great deliverer. You are the only wise God we know, Father, on tonight. And tonight we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs. We thank you, O God, for being a God that is able to deliver and bring us out with a strong arm. On tonight, Father, in that spirit of worship, Father, we do say fill us up. Fill us up and let us overflow. In a time, O God, where there's so much unrest, O God, where there's so much uncertainty, Father, where it seemed like, God, man has really became a lover of themselves rather than a lover of God. Tonight we say, give us that blessed assurance at another level, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, if for any reason at all that our minds, oh God, slid into a backslidden state of doubt and unbelief, tonight we say, forgive us. We say, strengthen us. We say, God, just show mercy unto us. And then we say, do it all over again, God. We say, fill us up and let us overflow. A time where we've been isolated, a time where we've been separated, oh God, a time where we haven't been able to get into the brick and the mortar, oh God, don't let us give up now, Father, but let us press in even the more to lean and depend upon you, for you are a solid rock. You are our sure foundation. You are the chief cornerstone. And whatever we need, we know it's already in you on tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, in a time, Father, where people are still dealing with the virus in their bodies, oh God, where their loved ones have been taken out, Father, where they can't go visit those that have been hospitalized and those that are ventilators and those that are in nursing homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where people have had to quarantine, oh God, even from the family that they're in the homes with, Father. Tonight we say, keep our mind. For Father, except you watch the house, he that watches, watches in vain. And we know that if you don't do it, it can't be done. But we trust you on tonight. So we pause and we say, forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, when we thought we were doing it in our own strength. Forgive us, oh God, when we turn to the government for guidance and direction. Forgive us, oh God, when we walk away from what the word was telling us because we were so overwhelmed, Father, in our minds and in our hearts. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, where we spoke something other than what you had already promised to us. We say, forgive us tonight. We say, wash us. We say, cleanse us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For only you can do it on tonight, oh God. We say, bring us back, Father, even as a nation, oh God. Bring us back to our first love in our backslidden state, oh God. Draw us back unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, for your glory. We have allowed any and everything into this country, oh God. We've been so politically correct, oh God, that we haven't been any heavenly good at times. But tonight, Father, we say, forgive us, God, in the name of Jesus, as a nation, as a whole, oh God, as our government, oh God, has failed, Father, as our school system has failed, Father, and even in sometime, even in our own sanctuaries, oh God, we have failed and we have let you down. But tonight, oh God, we say, forgive us, oh God. We repent, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come saying, help us, Lord. We need your help, Father. We need your guidance. We need your direction, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, God, we say, come in and do it all over again. We say, take us back to that first place where we first received you, oh God. Take us to that place, oh God, where we took your word just as it said, oh God. We didn't add to it and we didn't take it away, oh God. We didn't try to compromise with it and we didn't try to make it fit, Father. We know that you're everlasting, oh God, and so is your word. Take us back to that place, oh God, where we was excited for the things of God, where we was excited about the people of God, and we was excited to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We say, take us back to that place, Father, in the name of Jesus, that in all our ways we truly acknowledge you, Lord, even when it came to filling out an application, oh God, or going to purchase a car, Father, or where we would go attend churches. God, take us back to that place. You have had us, oh God, in a place, Lord, where we have been able to just reflect, oh God, where we have been able to look back, oh God, where we have been able to just examine our own selves, God. You have shut down the world, Father, because you are able on tonight, oh God, and you have given us time after time, and we went about in our own ways, oh God, but you have brought things to a halt, oh God, and while we've been in, oh God, don't let us come out the same way, oh God, that we went in, but God, let us come out, Father, ready to do what it is that you have assigned to our hands, in the name of Jesus. God, reclaim us on tonight, restore us on tonight, replenish us on tonight, oh God, refresh us on tonight, oh God, keep our minds, Lord, stayed upon you, Father, for you promised that we keep our mind on you, Lord, that you would keep us in perfect peace, and the earth need peace on tonight, oh God, the world need peace on tonight, we need peace in our homes, we need peace in our community, oh God, we need peace in our cities on tonight, Lord, so we say allow peace to come forth, oh God, peace that passeth all understanding, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us go back to, in God we trust, oh God. Don't let it just be something on our bills, oh God, and on our money, oh God, but let us truly put our trust in you, oh God, for the arms of flesh, oh God, it will fail us every time, oh God, but tonight, Father, we turn unto you, God, and we say strengthen us, oh God, we say draw us in, oh God, we say don't let our faith fail us on tonight, oh God, don't let us go by what we see, Father, in the name of Jesus, for we know that all things are possible on tonight to them that believe, and we walk by faith and not by sight, in the mighty name of Jesus, and God, while you're speaking, oh God, speaking to the body of Christ, oh God, show us our error, oh God, show us our ways, oh God, show us where we got off track, oh God, show us where we were so busy working, oh God, we forgot to worship, Lord, in the name of Jesus, where we were so busy building, oh God, that we left some behind, show us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where we depended upon our education, on our money and the size of our building, oh God, that we forgot, oh God, that you are the true and the living God. We say, show us on tonight, oh God. Open up the eyes of our understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that when we come out of this situation, because we come out, you're going to bring us out, oh God, and we're going to be better than we went in, Father, and we're going to be ready, oh God. We'll be able to hear you clearly, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you for mercy, oh God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us. We thank you for the ransom of the blood, oh God, that paid the price on the cross of Calvary for our sins. We thank you all tonight, oh God, and we thank you for your love that's bringing us out, your love that lifts us, oh God, your love, oh God, that reaches down wherever we at, oh God, and feel like we can't be found and can't be touched, and that we walked away and we're too far away, oh God. We thank you for your love, oh God, that's drawing us in on tonight. We thank you, oh God, that even in this time of unrest, oh God, and even in this time of protest, oh God, and even in this time of this pandemic, oh God, we thank you for the harvest of the souls that are coming unto you, oh God, the people that are crying out to you for the first time in their lives, saying, what must I do to be saved? And even if they don't know the answer for salvation, they know they want change in their lives, they want change in their bodies, they want change in their minds, they want change in their homes and in their communities. And on tonight, oh God, we say you be exalted, we say you be lifted up, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just bless your name on tonight. We honor you all tonight, oh God. Thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for your long suffering, oh God. Thank you, Father, that you have not turned away from us, oh God, even when it seems like we're turning away from you. Tonight, oh God, we say, give us a word. Give us a fresh word from this woman of God. Give us an end-time word, oh God. Give us a right now word, a word of hope, oh
kind of word of strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the only rock. You are the only sure foundation. You are the only strength that we know, God, that would be there even in our weakest time, oh God. Look upon this country. Look upon the world as a whole, but especially the United States of America, oh God. Look upon us in our backslidden state, oh God. We know that you're no longer winking at us, oh God, but you're calling us to a place of accountability. You're calling us to a place of repentance, oh God. You're calling us to a place to turn back to you all tonight. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for what's going on in the land, even when we don't understand. We thank you, oh God, for covering us and keeping us and protecting us, oh God. We thank you that the greater one lives on the inside of us, oh God, and in our churches, oh God, where we've gotten so busy, where we've gotten away from your word, where we've gotten away from drawing in the souls, where we've gotten away from, oh God, laboring, oh God, with that one soul that needed you, Father. Tonight we say, forgive us, oh God. Look upon the pastors and the leaders all over the world, oh God, who's yet trying to hold their members together, who's yet trying to figure out what it is that you're saying, oh God, who's yet trying to bring forth the word, oh God, even in a time that's unprecedented, oh God. We say, look upon them. We say, strengthen them. We say, encourage them, oh God. We say, keep their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, for your glory and by your power. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you love us. We thank you that you love us unconditionally, oh God. We thank you that you love us, oh God, even when we don't feel lovable, oh God, or we're not acting lovable. We thank you all tonight, and we bless your name. We thank you, God, for even this broadcast, those that are listening in from their homes, oh God, those that are saying yes to you at another level, those that are saying yes, Lord, yes, for real this time, oh God, those that are giving you a fresh yes, oh God, a yes, I mean it, oh God, if you wake me up, I pray, oh God, if you open my mouth, I'll speak, oh God, if you send me, Lord, I'll go, those that are saying yes to you tonight, we say touch their hearts on tonight, oh God, we say save on tonight, deliver on tonight, and set free on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, how we love you, God, how we love you all tonight. We love you, Father, and we say yes, oh God. Draw us unto you, oh God. Let us hear you while you're speaking, oh God. Let us draw unto you while you're near, in the name of Jesus. And let us put our hand to your chest. Let us hear your heartbeat, oh God. And the things that break your heart, let it break our hearts, oh God. The things that you love, let us love, oh God. The things that you're telling us not to do, let us be obedient, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We come as little children. I said we come as little children on tonight to our loving Father on tonight. And we say yes to you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. And we thank you, God, for a fresh filling on tonight. We thank you for a fresh anointing on tonight. We thank you for a fresh wind on tonight, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that healing is our portion on tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for a fresh fire, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you glory and we call it done by faith on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name for that prayer tonight. Thank you, God, for the Blog Talk family. Hallelujah. We do honor God this evening. Amen. For this time of gathering, we honor God this evening for this time of sharing and to his word. We thank him, for he is truly the air that we breathe. And so tonight there is a breathed word that the Lord has for his children. My name is Pastor Pamela Laws. Amen. And I do bring you greetings from Total Truth Restoration Ministries out of Mableton, Georgia, where my bishop is that of Tyrone Washington. And we're so excited to share the word of God with you tonight. Amen. She's going to be short and sweet, but I promise you, amen, if you would just give me your amens, hallelujah, even though I can't physically hear them, but in the spirit, if you would just give me your amens, amen, we're going to move through this word, and God is going to bless as he continues to take us higher and higher in him. Our message tonight is simply what to do when you don't know what to do. What to do when you don't know what to do. See, family, all of us at one time or another, we have prayed and we've asked God for something, but then we've had to wait on the answer. And waiting in this time and in this season with this community of people, we don't like to wait. It is a difficult task. We have been known as the microwave, or now in my case, the Instapot generation. We want it quick. We want our answer when we pray. We are ready for God to bring an answer soon and very soon. But watch this, the waiting room is the land where time seems to stand still. In the waiting room, it is where it seems like everything comes to a screeching halt. In the waiting room, we live in a society where no one likes to wait. We were in a place, watch this, we were in a place where delays were not accepted nor tolerated. We didn't like delays. We wanted it when we wanted it, and how we wanted it. I would remember standing inside of fast food restaurants and would watch people with their arms crossed and with their foot tapping, waiting for their order. And you would see the employees in the back, and they're scurrying about just trying to get not just his order, but the other 12 to 15 people that are standing in the lobby. And if their order didn't come up, oh, God forbid you forgot my fries or my barbecue sauce. It was hell to pay in the restaurant because we don't like to wait. You can be in traffic and you hear the horns blaring and you see people flicking off the bird and you see people cutting each other off because we don't like to wait. But there is something that happens inside of us, is what we're going to talk about, when we learn how to wait. The Bible tells us in Psalm chapter 27, verse 14, it says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So family, I began to look at this text. This was all he gave me. I began to look at the text, and I said, okay, God, I know that we've been put in timeout. I know that you have gotten us in a place where we had to sit down. We didn't want to make time to sit down for you, so you had to shut down the world. You had to shut down restaurants. You had to shut down jobs. You had to shut down stores. You shut down sports. Hallelujah. You shut down Hollywood. Everybody go home. Everybody go in the corner. Go sit in the corner, because we didn't know how to wait. So watch this. And so I began to look at this text, and I said, okay, God, help me to tell the Blog Talk family how to wait on you, because when we don't know what to do, we need to know what to do. Because many of us are still in timeout, but you know, we got those little cousins and we got those big sisters who say, I'm bigger than the virus. The virus not going to touch me. I'm going out. I'm going on vacation. I'm going here. I'm going to the concert. I'm going to the party. Oh, okay.
then there are those of us who, like me growing up, we didn't like spankers. I didn't like to get spankers. I didn't like to be in trouble. I didn't like to disappoint my dad. It was very important to me that my dad was never disappointed in me. And then so I said, Daddy, I don't want to disappoint you. I want to be able to share with your children what to do when we don't know what to do. Because this pandemic, it hit us all like a ton of bricks. It was mind-boggling to walk into a grocery store or any store and not see a roll of toilet paper. It was I never even considered that would ever be a thing. You couldn't find paper towels. You couldn't find milk. You couldn't find meat. I went in a store, and where the meat used to be housed, it was filled with beer in the waiting room. In the waiting room, we had to learn how to wait. And so what would happen, we also learned, and that'll be a different message for a different time, we had to learn how to depend on one another. Because where you didn't have toilet paper, your brother, your sister may have had four rolls, and they could share one roll with you. That's a sermon for a different time, because we're interdependent upon one another. But even in that, we didn't have patience to wait on our brothers and sisters. But now we have found ourselves in the waiting room. And it's been in the waiting room where we've watched sickness take out family members in the waiting room. We've watched people being laid off from jobs. Uh-huh. But I'm still in the waiting room. I've watched, hallelujah, my children having to learn how to go to school virtually versus face to face in the waiting room. But the scripture says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Oh, okay. All right. So what am I doing? Wait. Wait means I'm on pause. Mm-hmm. God put us on pause, and he says, wait on the Lord. So while you are on pause, he says, I don't want your faith to be diminished. I don't want your faith to go lax. Hallelujah. I don't want your trust in me to become diminished because of your current situation. Uh-huh. See, in the midst of being put on pause, hey, the enemy didn't know, but we have been set up to take our relationship with God to another level. Somebody say, waiting room, waiting room. In the midst of my waiting, God was teaching me how to pray more fervently. Uh-huh. In my waiting room, he taught me how to divide the word of truth, hallelujah, in such a way that I could teach my 5-year-old granddaughter how to wait. Because, you know, 5-year-olds, they don't like to wait. They want it now. They want it when they want it and how they want it. And they throw temper tantrums. And so since we had time, we weren't going anywhere. We had to learn how to wait. We had to learn how to wait. And he says, not only do I want you to be on pause, and while you're there, increase your faith. He says, I need you to be of good courage. Oh, God, watch this. Family, that word be simply means to exist or to live. He says, I need you to exist in courage. Courage is that quality of mind that enables a person to face difficulties, to face dangers, to face pain without fear. Watch this. But God says, I need you to live in this space. I don't need you to do it only when you need something. I don't need you to do it only when it's going to benefit you and you're going to gain something out the deal. No. He says, I need you to be this, to be your new norm. Mm-hmm. Because during this time, we've been on lockdown for just about 8 months. And I don't see any letting up, but it still doesn't diminish the fact that I need to have good courage. Amen. Somebody said good courage. See, we have to have good courage because in the midst of that, there are going to be difficulties. There's going to be pain. There's going to be danger. But as long as I understand that if God be for me, who can be against me? I don't have to be in fear. Fear is not on my vocabulary. Hallelujah. God didn't give me the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. It's in the waiting room where I find what to do when I don't know what to do. I'm made stronger. Watch, he tells me. He tells me I'm being made stronger. He says, and he shall strengthen your heart. Oh, God, my inner man, or my inner woman, hallelujah, my mind, my will, my understanding of God, hallelujah, his plan for my life, thank you, God, his desire for me, he is strengthening me and making me stronger the more I learn how to wait. It is in James where it says that our faith, hallelujah, he says he's going to make perfect my faith, my patience. He said, let patience have its perfect work, that you may be complete, lacking nothing. That sounds like somebody who's holistic. That sounds like somebody who's stronger. Now, that sounds like somebody who didn't come to play with the enemy. Somebody say waiting room. In the waiting room. Hallelujah. It is in the waiting room where he says, wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait. Mm-hmm. Wait. I need you to look for it. Wait on the Lord. While we're in this time out, he says, I need you to operate in the spirit of expectancy, even in the home. See, because going to the church, it has spoiled us. Because we were looking for pastor to do everything. We were looking for a first lady to always give us an encouraging word. But now that we have to be at home, we have to learn to seek God for ourselves. David said it. He said it in verse 8 of this same chapter. He says it right here. He says, when you said, he's talking to God. He said, when you said, seek my face. David said this, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Mm-hmm. Daddy said, seek my face. He's looking for you. He's looking for me to do it. We have to put in the legwork. We have to put in the work. He says, seek my face. There's a scripture that tells us to seek him while he may be found. He also tells us that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So, all right, Pastor, so how do I seek him? I had several texts of scripture that I had pulled together. We won't get to all of them tonight, but I'm going to give you just a few. I'm going to give you what I can in the next 5 minutes. I'm going to give you what I can. Watch this. While in the waiting room, listen to this. It's easy to become discouraged and give up on what you're waiting for. My God. While we are in the waiting room, it's easy to give up because, see, it's not like when we first got saved that soon as we pray, God would answer the prayer. The more we become seasoned in him, the more it seems like he was coming later and later. But we must remember, God is never in a hurry. God is never in a hurry, but he's always on time. He's never in a hurry. But he's always on time. Let me say that one more time. He's never in a hurry, but he's always on time. He can use your entire lifetime to prepare you for something great
if he wants to. But Psalm chapter 23, verse 1 and 2 tells us this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. See, watch, I learned a lesson in this text when I was listening to a teaching one day about sheep, and it brought back to my remembrance that sheep get uneasy, they get antsy, they don't be still beside rushing water. When there's a whole lot of noise, sheep tend to get scattered easy. They are afraid. They're timid creatures. They're uneasy. So God reminds us that he will lead me beside still water. Lead. Watch this. Daddy can teach me. When I allow myself to get in a place of peace. He didn't say that all the time that my situation was going to be peaceful. But in him, he said I could find peace. He told us that his peace that he left with us. He says, my peace I leave with you. So in the midst of him leading me beside the still waters, that's the first thing I'll find out. What to do when I don't know what to do? The first thing we're going to do is we're going to learn to rest. We're going to learn to rest in the midst of God. This pandemic didn't catch God by surprise. He's got this. He knew that this was coming. He prepared. Watch this. He prepared us. He prepared us for this. He prepared Zoom for this. Watch this. I was thinking about it today when I was out grocery shopping. He prepared Instacart for this time because he knew that there were going to be his children who would be fearful of leaving the home for contracting the disease, so they would stay at home. But he still had something already in place that they would not be fed, because he's never seen his righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Somebody better get with me on this. This did not catch him by surprise. Zoom. There's a lot of people didn't know about Zoom, but Zoom was developing, not knowing that every job, every school, every church, every business was going to need their service. Zoom had just been sitting in the waiting room. My Lord, oh Lord, I got to finish this up. They have been waiting, and so we're gonna have to rest. Watch this. I'm gonna give you one more. We're gonna have to close Psalm 105 verses 17 through 19. It says it just like this. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. Watch this. God will have you in the midst of a trying word and a deliverance word at the same time. A trying word and a word of deliverance at the same time. But watch this. Watch this, faith. Faith walkers, faith talkers, faith believers. Hallelujah. He says we have to learn how to bear the one until the other comes to relieve us. We have to learn how to bear the one. So we are bearing right now in a trying time. But we believers have to stand. We believers have to trust in God until our word of deliverance comes and manifests itself and relieve that trying word. See, in the midst of God has already told us that we win. He already told us by his stripes we are healed. He already told us that the steps of a good man are ordered by him. He already told us that his word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish that what he set it out to do. But in the waiting room, on. He says you got to learn how to hold on during your trying time until your change comes. That was a song, the song that played in the beginning. It says, what do you do when there's nothing left to do? What do you do when your back is up against the wall? What do you do? He says, you hold on and you keep the faith. You hold on, family, and you keep the faith. I'm not going to finish this message, but that's all right. You hold on and you keep the faith. Watch for an unexpected blessing. Watch in the midst of your praying. Watch for the blessing, but here's the key part. He says, but be prepared. This is what God says. Be prepared for unexpected answers. The answer may not always be what we think it should be. I never thought my answer would come February 5th when I was let go from my job of 13 years with no explanation. Me, who had always been a model employee, go in and stay late and help everybody and do what was asked and take on this and that. Be prepared for unexpected answers. Mm-hmm. What could the answer be? It could be wait. It could be not now. It could be I'm still developing something in you. But be patient, family. God is at work, even in his silence. Don't take just because we haven't seen the vaccine, we haven't seen the numbers go down the way that we want them to go down. Don't despise that. Be patient. God is still at work. Don't be in a hurry. Remember this, God has you covered. Just stay in the waiting room. Stay in the waiting room. God is developing. Hallelujah. He is developing a work, hallelujah, in you that is going to take you to the next level in him. Family, I love you with the love of the Lord. Pastor Black, we turn the call back over to you.
Amen. My. Pastor Laws, what a timely word, what a rhema word, what a right now word. Woman of God, I sent you a text. You did not see it. I told you to take your time and go forth because my phone was pinging. She's preaching to me. She's talking to me. That's a word I needed to hear. We still have some time on this call, amen, but I know that when the Lord says quit, it's time to quit, but we, y'all stay tuned because we're going to finish this, amen, because we need to know what to do when we don't know what to do. Pastor Laws, thank you so much for that word. We truly appreciate you hearing from God tonight, speaking a word from him directly to us. We appreciate you so much. We pray that God will richly bless you, that he will pour his spirit out among you, and that he will just continue to speak to your heart on our behalf. Amen, 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 and amen. Well, we thank you tonight, Blog Talk family, the Light of Portland family. We thank you for calling in. We thank you for sharing this hour with us. It was said to intensify your love relationship with the Lord, to elevate your faith and your praise, and to give you the strength and the courage that you need to wait, and then to do what, even when you don't know what to do. I heard her say rest, and then bear in the trying times until our deliverance comes to take the place of the trying time. I can't wait to hear the rest of that. Amen. Can't wait. So you all hold on. Keep the faith. Be strong. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us hence, now, and forevermore. And the people of God said, amen. Be blessed. Until next Sunday, have a blessed week.